Perfect prospects become ideal clients, and that's who you really want to reach.
And now, it's time once again for the show that gives glorious voice to 25 million business owners across the Fruited Plain, Radio Free Enterprise with Frank Felker.
Hello, hello, hello! Yes, indeed, I am Frank Felker. Welcome back to Radio Free Enterprise. It is an amazing world that we live in these days, my friend. The impact of technology and specifically communications technology on ourselves as individual human beings and on our ability to communicate and, if you will, socialize with each other on a global scale is nothing short of amazing. And one of the things that has occurred recently that you may or may not be aware of is an offering from Google that's called Hangouts. And a Google Hangout allows you to conduct a video phone call or a video conference with an unlimited, virtually unlimited number of people out there anywhere in the world that has internet access for free at no charge whatsoever. And this level of communication channel and ability has literally never existed before at any price. And now it's available to everyone at absolutely no cost. Clearly, as a business owner, this is a resource that seems as though it would be a natural for you to tap into. But the big question arises, okay, this is great, but how can I turn this into money in the bank? Enter Hangouts That Convert. And I'm bringing to you today one of the co-founders of Hangouts That Convert, Michael Bloom. Michael and his co-founder, John Schumacher, have put together a program that shows you how to leverage this incredibly valuable resource into something that will generate sales for your business. So I could not be more excited than to welcome Michael Bloom to Radio Free Enterprise.
Well, it's such a pleasure to be here, Frank, and I love your energy about a topic that definitely turns me on because there is nothing more powerful right now than using Google Hangouts on air, which leverage the power of the two greatest search engines in the world, Google and YouTube. And I look forward to exploring this topic further with you for your listeners. So again, thanks for the invitation.
I'm just very pleased that you're here, and I'm looking forward to learning from you as well, Michael. Let's go right into it. Tell me about Hangouts That Convert. What exactly is Hangouts That Convert? Who do you help and what is it that you do for them?
Absolutely. So our mission at Hangouts That Convert is to help fellow authors, coaches, consultants, speakers who have an area of expertise that they're passionate about and that they know can deliver results for people in their target audience. Many of these folks have wonderful information to share, but they don't know the best ways to get it out there in the fastest ways to grow their reach and actually get people to convert or become paying clients and customers in their products and services.
Mm-hmm. And so you teach them how to do that? Is that what you guys do? You're a training company?
We are a training company. We teach people the steps to use Hangouts on air for webinars that broadcast via live stream, via Hangout on Air, which also simultaneously broadcasts live on the YouTube channel that you connect of your choice. And then the other amazing thing is after that Hangout on Air broadcast, your webinar broadcast is done, it becomes automatically a recording on your YouTube channel that you could then choose to keep public or make it private or unlisted if you want to keep it just for certain people. But if you want to use the power of the reach of Hangouts, Google and YouTube love to showcase videos, obviously. So a video broadcast about a certain topic that you are an expert in will definitely reach people in a global audience. And personally, I'll just say I actually was participating in a Hangout as much as 2 years ago when they were first starting on another topic. And that Hangout actually was seen by Vanessa Williams 2 years later about the topic of caregiving, which I'm also involved with. I'm a caregiver coach. And she saw that broadcast a couple years later and actually made a tweet about it. So it goes to show you how things that live on YouTube if they grow in its viewing, and which Hangouts is the best platform to use to do that, you can really achieve things even months or years later. So it just, the idea is to get in the game. And we want to help people ease their comfort. We want to help people ease their comfort level because there is a bit of a learning curve with the technology. Mm-hmm. But with the right mentoring and support, you can do it. But also just get in and practice. Play, have fun, be yourself. My partner, John, who you mentioned, my favorite quote of his is, it's about connection, not perfection. The great thing about
Hangouts
is people get to use, they get to see you. They get to see the real you. I think, Frank, if you started following us, one of the great things is you can build that know, like, and trust factor with your audience, because there may be lots of people selling or offering the same type of expertise that you are. But if you want to make a deep connection with your perfect prospects, Hangouts is one of the greatest platforms to do that.
Well, let me let's set a baseline here for people who may not have any familiarity with Google Hangouts. And I noticed that you use the expression Google Hangouts Live, and I am aware that there is a difference between Hangouts and Hangouts Live. But let's not try to go too far afield. What exactly? Let's say somebody has never done a Google Hangout Live before, outside of having a Gmail account and a webcam. Is there anything else they need to begin broadcasting worldwide today?
No. I mean, you could start doing that. And obviously, I would say the other thing you want to have, and you know this even from recording your own show, Frank, is a good microphone, mm-hmm. a good USB port microphone. Because in these days of video marketing and broadcasting, audio is equally, if not more important than video quality. So you can get started with just your computer webcam, a good microphone. And then the other thing is, you really are best for the best streaming quality to be hardwired Ethernet connected if you can, or at least 4 Mbps of upload speed. That will ensure that you have a good streaming broadcast. But the real difference between Hangouts on Air and standard Hangout video calls, when you start a Hangout, at the Hangout site, you have a choice as to whether make it a private video call between you and up to 10 people, or a Hangout on Air. A Hangout on Air is what gets connected to YouTube, and that you're broadcasting live stream both in the Hangouts platform and on your YouTube channel. So if you want to broadcast, that's the way to go. But it's easy to do, even if you just did a Google search on how to start a Hangout on Air. You can very simply get the steps to do so.
Right.
And the idea is just get out there and practice and have fun. Find mm-hmm. a few people that you know, friends, family members, and play. Experiment. The best thing you could do, whether you work with somebody or not, is to just start getting into the platform and using it.
One last thing I want to touch on before we move forward, Michael, is sort of to give an extreme example of the power of Hangouts on Air. Isn't it true that the largest or one of the largest attended or most widely attended Hangouts on Air was produced by the President of the United States, and it had some tremendous number of attendees? Are you familiar with that event?
I am, absolutely, because again, Hangouts are really so accessible, and you can get them right on YouTube, or you can get a link to a Hangout on Air. If you get a little more technically savvy, you could embed that link on your website, so you're broadcasting right from there. There are actually apps that let you broadcast your Hangout on Air right on Facebook if you have a huge Facebook following. So
wow.
I don't want to get too complicated.
Well, I was really, what
here,
I was driving at
but,
there was...
Yes. Yes.
How many people attended that event live?
Millions.
Millions.
I mean, millions, yeah, could come in. And NASA does Hangouts on Air. Many of the popular magazines that are out there will do Hangouts on Air. It really can drive more of an audience. It's really a great way, again, most of us that are small business owners, we're not going to see that type of audience. So mm-hmm. I like to talk in the more realistic terms that in the beginning, you'll start with dozens, and mm-hmm. then it could expand further, that you can actually get hundreds attending your live session. And
that's
really
a good point.
For a business owner. Yeah.
That's an important point we're not trying to tell you that you're going to be speaking to millions of people next week. The only reason I wanted to bring that up was just to demonstrate the potential reach of it, that this is right in the palm of your hand at no charge today. Well, let's move forward then to how did you guys come up with the idea of creating Hangouts on, it's not Hangouts on Air, but Hangouts that Convert. Where did the whole idea come from?
Sure. Well, the whole idea came from, I told you I was a caregiver coach, and I still am a caregiver coach. And John Schumacher, my business partner, was doing hangout interviews a couple of years ago with entrepreneurs in the healthcare field, digital health. I met up with him during that, during his interview series. We both had a great interest in mastering hangouts at the same time. We both had a great love, you know, for the platform, and also just made a great connection. Because we're both real and we want to support other, again, as I said, mission-driven business owners to use the platform. The idea with coming up with the title Hangouts That Convert when we formed our business was not just to use Hangouts as a broadcasting platform, but as you said, how do you use it to build a raving fan base, many of whom could become your paying customers and clients. That's really what it is. And the idea of conversion, as you know, traffic and conversion are the biggest things in succeeding in an entrepreneurial venture these days. Our goal with Hangouts That Convert was not just to teach people the tech, but to teach people how to use the Hangouts platform to provide webinars, because webinars are really, you know, hot, that can, again, drive that fan base and sell your products and services. And it's the greatest platform with live streaming really at your fingertips, right from the comfort of your own home. I mean, I was at a session recently where somebody was joking, you know, I can be broadcasting like a TV broadcaster. You really don't know where what I'm wearing from you know, the chest down. Right. So, you know, you could be in your PJs from the and be selling online.
That's
with
great.
The use of a Hangout, you could be comfortable. You could be your real self. But it's important with Hangouts That Convert that you also have a structure to your broadcast, because you don't want to be all over the place. So it's really important to have a structure that's enticing, but that lets you get your personality out there. The other thing too is Hangouts are a great platform because you can have up to 10 presenters at the same time and an unlimited audience. If you have other clients or customers that are raving fans and success stories, you can bring them in to your live Hangout to highlight their success story as a testimonial for how your services help transform their life or business. There's nothing more powerful than an on-screen live testimonial.
Wow.
That becomes a beautiful video recorded testimonial right after the session is done.
Boy, that is a great tip right there. I can only imagine how powerful that would be to have a video testimonial from a happy customer. And I appreciate the fact and congratulate you guys for teaching people not only the technical side of how to get started, but also the marketing side of how to make it pay off for you going forward. Now, we among the people that are going to be listening to us today are people who may never have heard of a Hangout, and I think we've done a good job of setting a baseline of exactly what that's all about. But I'm sure there are also a lot of people who have either tried Hangouts or are really quite familiar with them, attended quite a few, and thought about creating a Hangout of their own. What would you say is, of all the people who maybe try a Hangout or two and then just go, heck with it, it's not working, I didn't get anything out of it, what would you say is the number one thing, the number one mistake that Hangout producers make that causes their Hangouts to not convert?
Sure. And I think the biggest thing is not practicing ahead of time and really, you know, working informally with a collaborative group of people, your friends and family, to test it out so that you work out the kinks and that you know how to use the platform, at least the minimal things that you'll need, because Hangouts have a lot of cool applications that are within it that can really help take your, you know, your broadcast to an exceptional level. But to really get in and play and experiment and get to understand the platform and then build buzz. Look at Hangouts. One of the things John and I talk about lately when you're doing a Hangout webinar is don't look at it as a discrete event, okay?
Look By at discrete, it as, you mean a one-time
a
event.
A one-time event. Mm-hmm. You know, people will do a Hangout on air, they don't have much of an audience and they get discouraged. The first Hangout on air I ever did when I was unleashing it, I had four people. Okay, four. I now get a minimum of 4 dozen people showing up to any live stream broadcast I do, and many of them have reached 500 or more. Okay, so, and that's great because they're engaged. But the idea is I learned from that first session I did with the four, worked through the kinks, studied it, and now, you know, we can share all the potential pitfalls that people can have so they don't get discouraged and keep running through it. But Hangouts, as you said, the platform itself is free. Equipment that you can get now that would cost hundreds of dollars before, for under $200, you could have camera, microphone, lighting, everything that you need to have an exceptional broadcast. So don't let, you know, those things hold you back. Start, you know, start with wherever you are, but keep building. Don't stop after one.
You know, I had an experience. I've been working with video and audio for a long, long time, since the 1980s. And when I became aware of Hangouts and Hangouts on Air, I thought, just as we were talking about here, boy, this would be a fantastic thing for me. And the psychological element, though, that you're referring to now is the number one block that I ran into was, well, wait a minute, you know, I'm going to turn this camera on and it's going to be live and I don't know what's going to happen, what I might say. And so I did the same thing that you're just suggesting. Is I started out very small, and then I watched the videotapes and thought about what I would prefer to do differently. But the number one thing that I would say is something you've already spoken to, which is being your genuine self, the authenticity of don't try to be someone else. Don't try to be professorial or a know-it-all or whatever it is that your brain is telling you should act like. Forget that. Be yourself. That's what people will resonate with. At least the people, and I've seen in your guys' presentations, I believe you call it your prime client or your, how do you guys refer to the, John has an expression, I know.
Well, it's really your ideal client.
Your ideal client.
Your perfect prospect. So again, perfect prospects become ideal clients, and that's who you really want to reach.
And that's the point I'm making there, and I'll let it go, is that if you be your authentic self, just be yourself, then your prime prospects, your ideal clients, will be the ones who resonate with that person who is your real authentic self. And if you try to be something you're not, probably nobody's going to resonate with that person. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. And do not be, when you're in, again, be your natural, authentic self. Don't just read from a script. And it's okay. The other thing I was going to say, too, a lot of people are afraid to get on camera. I was the first time. I think I didn't do video marketing and other things as soon as I could because of my own fear of being on camera. Now I love it because, you know what, the other thing I was going to say, too, if the technology doesn't fully cooperate or if you have a blip, just go with it. People are very forgiving. You know, people are very okay with us being human. It actually makes you more rich as a person. It come across as even more likable if you handle the situation honestly, authentically, and with grace.
Wow.
You can really make
well
a deeper connection with people.
Yeah, and I could not agree with you more. And another thing that was a problem for me, which probably is not for most people, is I came up in video during a time when a term called production values was extremely important. Most people's experience with video was watching network television, on the TV every night. And if you didn't have high production values like a network television production, then people would think that what you were doing was amateurish. And the funny thing is today that we're used to webcams and dash cams and hidden cams and God only knows what kind of cams, phone cams. And we really don't think that much about production values, except for audio. As you mentioned before, audio is such a critical production value that I had to get over that and realize that even though I'm just broadcasting from my little office here, it's okay. People really aren't paying any attention to that. They just want to get to the meat of the information that I'm presenting.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it sounds like the next question I was going to ask you, we've kind of already addressed. And that question was, how can Hangout producers get past that problem of not getting started? And it's sort of self-apparent. You got to go do it.
You got to do it. And again, I'm going to bring my favorite quote from my partner. It's about connection and not perfection. And it's just, I'm going to hammer this point home one more time, which is, again, be yourself, embrace mistakes, embrace being human, you know, laugh it off, you could turn those situations into great positives. Because again, people like to see the human side of us. So it do not look for the perfect production. You know, taking imperfect action is better than no action at all. So just get out there and do it.
It's such a funny dilemma that we want to protect and hide our vulnerability, and yet that's almost our biggest asset. And that's what will really connect with people is us being vulnerable. That's something that just people got to try and practice and find their own comfort level with it.
Absolutely.
So let's say that somebody's thinking about producing a hangout, or they have produced one in the past and had less than the level of success they were looking for. If they're trying to generate sales with a hangout, what are a few tips that you can share with us, Michael, that will help us do a better job getting them to convert?
Well, one of the first ones is actually how you've handled our interview so far, Frank, which is don't spend too much time on your own story. I cannot tell you how many live hangout broadcasts that I go to or webinars where people, you know, maybe they're having a 1 hour session, but they'll spend 20 to 30 minutes on their personal journey or story. Okay. That is not, if you have an enticing headline, and you know, for your hangout session, and you say you're going to deliver X, that's got to be your focus, delivering whatever you promise. Because whatever the hook was to get people to attend your hangout, if you don't deliver and you don't start to deliver in a short period of time, people are going to leave. Okay, mm-hmm. So weave your story into your content. Don't let your story or introduction at the beginning take more than 5 minutes or so, and practice that story ahead of time so you're really good and sharp with it. The best thing you could do for story weaving into content is to talk about success with other folks. Talk about their success stories that you've had working with other clients, because people want to hear that and make them feel relatable to the members, your perfect prospects that are watching you in the audience. So people want to relate to that. Make sure that you deliver high quality content. Don't hold back. But at the same time, here's another big tip that we give to our mastermind members, which is don't over deliver that content. So you can overwhelm people. If I sat here and gave you a laundry list of all my best content tips and strategies for running a hangout, your listeners would be way overwhelmed. And that's not what we want to do with our perfect prospects. We want to give them enough information that they can leave and take action and have success. But if they want to go deeper with you, you've made it compelling that they know you are the expert they should turn to go deeper with whatever your expertise is. And then, you know, another one would be, don't do your hangouts on air alone. Bring in somebody else. You know, interviews are really great to have. You know, you don't have to feel like you have to deliver all the content. Bring in a promotional partner. Bring in somebody else that can deliver great value to the people in your target audience, and interview them. Have a discussion like you and I, Frank, are doing today. Conversations are really will keep people hooked in. People like to hear conversations that deliver value rather than just being lectured to. And that's a final tip I'll say right now, which is make your hangout interactive. Let people comment. If you're using standard hangouts on air, make sure that they either can go to a Facebook page where you have that you direct them to make comments on a chat role, or you can invest in a premium application, which could cost maybe $300 or $400 a year. But if you have that to invest, you can invest in one of the premium applications that are out there, like Easy Webinar, Webinar Ninja, Webinar Jam, that could take your hangouts to a whole new level with built-in chat roles and registration pages and built-in converting sales page links. So there are all kinds of bells and whistles you can add on top, but you don't have to start there. Just get in and doing it, deliver value, make it interactive, and build that fan base. That's really how it starts.
That is just tremendous information, Michael. Thank you so much for sharing all of that so openly. I mean, somebody just listening to what you had to say here today could start from scratch and begin leveraging a lot of value out of Google Hangouts and making them convert. I really appreciate the time that you've shared with us here today. If somebody is listening and they're thinking, yeah, that's all great, but I want to take the next step. I want to connect with Michael. I want to find out what he can do to help me make my Hangouts convert better. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Well, I want to offer everybody that's listening access to a free webinar conversion action guide that we did. I actually put together, and people have really been enjoying it. It's 18 tips to mastering Hangout webinars that convert. And these tips have actually helped many of our clients triple their sales, regardless of the industry that they're in. So you can grab that guide for free at hangoutsthatconvert.com/action. And that's our encouragement for you to take action with Hangouts. So regardless of whatever platform you're using with Hangouts, this will give you some great information to get started. And anybody should feel free that's listening. As you know, Frank, I love interacting with people. Nothing gives me greater joy than connecting with other people who are interested in showcasing their expertise in a mission-driven way. So send an email to us at support@hangoutsthatconvert.com. support@hangoutsthatconvert.com, and we're happy to help and take care of you in any way possible. So thank you so much for the honor and privilege to be here on your show, Frank. It's been a great pleasure.
Well, I appreciate you being here, and I want to let listeners know that both of those links will be on the show notes page for this episode of Radio Free Enterprise. Michael, I cannot thank you enough for sharing so openly and bringing so much value to my listeners today. Thank you so much for being on Radio Free Enterprise.
Well, thank you so much again, Frank, for having me on the show. It was just absolutely a wonderful experience, and keep doing what you're doing. You're needed. And keep that energy going, Frank. Love it.
Will do. Thanks again to Michael Bloom. Thank you for listening. What we need to do now is you need to go to the iTunes store and subscribe to the Radio Free Enterprise podcast. While you're there, maybe you could leave me a little review, a little rating, just saying while you're there, why not? After that, come on back to RadioFreeEnterprise.com and register with the site so you can stay on top of all the exciting doings happening here at RFEHQ. You promise to take care of that, I'll promise to remain your fearless host, Frank Felger. Until next time, I'll see you on the radio.
Reminding you that venture capitalists are people too, here's Frank Felger.